You get it ready for after.
It's for after.
After is when you really need it. You have it ready. Shh. It's already ready.
Here, press the button.
It's good. All right, first of all, the learning tonight in Chabura Zichron Ben Yamin, obviously, we're still within the Shleishim of Ben Yamin Pinchas Ben Yoel Baruch, who's in Shamash Avon Aliyah, and all the Torah we learn here, the Lila Nishmaso. But also tonight, Ichamatl sponsored Kiddush. Tonight's his birthday. It's also Elio's birthday. And they're both 22. We know 22 is a very big number. The letters in the Aleph Beis, 22 letters in the Aleph Beis, which is the makeup of the Torah, Stakel Bereisa Berealma, which is the makeup of the entire world. The entire world is the makeup of the Aleph Beis. Bereishis Bara Es. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Es, Aleph through Tav. And that was then, used that to create Torah in the world. So the birthday of 22 is, Baruch Hashem, I believe, a very big birthday in laying a foundation for a big year, Baruch Hashem, that will be a big year of simcha, a big year of bracha. Baruch Hashem, all the tefillah, Mekayim Makabel. We should all be just dancing all year long of a big year of simcha. And of course, B'schus Lag B'Omer, Yitzhamata wants to, of course, always. So a few days ago, one of the chevra said to me, mentioned to me, or maybe it was last Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken, after shiur, that the shiurim this year during Yimei Shoivim really didn't focus as much as usual on the days of Shoivim. If you think back, the MS is the first week of Shoivim, we spoke much about Shoivim, and truth is, after that, we didn't much. We mentioned it at times, of course. But as far as the Inyan of Arias and the Inyan of Taiva and these Inyanim, we didn't speak about much. The reason was, as we all know, because our hearts were taken over by Binyamin Pinchas, and therefore, really, for many weeks, the Torah was geared, something connected, Makushar, to the machla that he was going through, and then Lila Nishmaso, and of course, as we mentioned here, the Binyamin Pinchas is Gematra 360, was Gematra Shoivim, so we were talking in Yoni Shoivim the entire time, but it Biderech Nister, which gets us ready for Purim in a special way. But of course, after that was told to me, I believe it was last Thursday night, so I open up, and the first Torah that I read on Parshas Truma is all back to the Sinyan. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shlom is trying to tell us if we didn't focus enough this year, Shoivim, so we have to have Shoivim Tat. And even though Shoivim Tat is generally Be'ibir Shana, but maybe this year we need a little bit more, and we're gonna see, but we'll get somewhere special. And don't think we'll get stuck only on this Inyan, because we'll get to Purim as well, of course. We can't be B'mei Adar and not connect to Purim, and you'll see how we got there, Mamish. I've been ready. Sometimes you learn a Torah and you have to hold back, and you're ready to share. And Mamish, you'll see, Mamish, we're going to get somewhere very special. Bez Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought matanos, different types of matanos, not in the world of gematria, just in being makusher gematras as well. To see how this will get to Purim somehow, Bez Hashem. So Parshas Truma, we're reading about all the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, the building of the kelim Beis Hamikdash. The measurements of the Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully it's inspiring our hearts to be yearning for Beis HaMikdash. To have a tshuka for Beis HaMikdash. But obviously the most holy of Kelim that sat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Aron. And the Aron, as we all know, Psukim, or Rashi explains, the Aron was made out of actually three different boxes. And what we see on the exterior, and what we saw in the very most panemius, was gold. And it looked gold and appeared gold. Those of us that have been in Machon HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, in the Old City, have seen a replica of the golden Aron. But right there in the middle of the two layers of gold, the two boxes of gold. In the middle of the two boxes was a box made of wood, made of eitz. And it's a little bit strange. We don't see this wood. It's covered completely on both sides. Obviously, we understand such a chashuv keli should be made out of gold. Gold is obviously considered the most chashuv of the materials that's used. Why was it so important there should be wood in the middle? And there are a lot of ways to go about this, and we'll develop in the 5 minute maybe another way. But I saw Rav Shor brought down in one of the years of Lekach V'Leviv, one of the older ones. Maybe it was Tashin Samach Gimel, I don't remember exactly. The light brown one, I think Tashin Samach Gimel. He knows, it's your muttal knows. He brought down a Medrash Tanchuma. He's actually from Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok brings down a Medrash Tanchuma in this week's parasha, discussing the Mizbeach. And he says as follows. That the Mizbeach was made out of Atzei Shittim. It was made out of Shittim wood. Because Yavo Atzei Shittim v'chapru al shtusin. That the Atzei Shittim comes in the mechapru on shtus. Vos is shtus. Shtus is it's a good English translation of shtus. You know, this, we're all thinking the same word, but it's like meaning you're not supposed to say the word. It's not a pro. What? Foolishness. Foolishness. Shtus. Okay, we'll just say it as shtus. I'm even yavin. We all understand, right? We don't need to translate the word. Shtus. So the mechaper shtus. What is shtus really? So we know, we all know the Gemara in Saita, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Saita, where the Gemara tells us, Rish Lakish Amar, Ein Adam Oyve Avera, Elim Kim Nichnasu Ruch Shtos. That a person only succumbs to perform and do an Avera Lo Aleinu because there's a Ruach Shtos. Because there's a Ruach Shtos. You're not thinking at that moment. It's a Ruach Shtos. Shtuyot. You're being foolish. You're not thinking of the consequences of your actions. The complete opposite of a chacham. Hezu chacham aroyas anolad. Someone who thinks about the consequences of actions. This moment is all about that moment, the instantaneous momentary pleasure. Not thinking about before or after what the ramifications and consequences of one action will be. B'li chachma klal. So shtus is the foundation of every avera. Now every avera, obviously a lot of different types of avera, but we talk as we understand that the yisoid of all averus comes to Arias. In fact, if you open up a Tosfos Rosh Hashanah Yedzayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara just refers to an avera, it doesn't say what avera. So Tosfos says we're talking about Arias, because when you refer to quintessential avera is Arias, and it's true. Think about it in our own lives. There are people who do other averus. There are people who are over in Chil Shabbos, and there are people lo aleinu are ganovim, and there are people who are, there's many averus, right? There are 365 averus. But that being said, those of us that are b'nei Torah and avdei Hashem and that are really caring about Torah mitzvahs, the one area we still, it's very hard not to be nichshal, and that we really have to work hard on more than any other area, is when it comes to arayas. Whatever area of arayas that is, shmir senayim. That's what's very hard. But lemaisa, when we think about it, it's all shtus. It's all shtus. It's all ruach shtus. It's all such a foolish way of thinking that we need this one moment of excitement, and we're not thinking, we're giving up mamish oylam abo ve'oylam hazeh. Kasher avadeti, avadeti. We know, talking about Esther Amalka was willing, biderech znus, to give up this world and the next world. That was eis lasos Hashem to save all of Klal Yisrael. We, for nothing, give up Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. For nothing. Olam Hazeh, because we throw ourselves in the world of disgustingness, of despair, of sadness. Lo aleinu, if we're in a relationship, what we're really doing to that person we're in a relationship with, we feel low, we're destroying, it's all destructive. It destroys Olam Hazeh, and Vada, Olam Haba. Vada, the next world. It's all shtus. So comes along Atzei Shittim. Comes along Atzei Shittim. And Atzei Shittim is mechaper for the shtus. Now think about something, mamish. Huh? It's Chaim in Machazin. That's another, we'll get to that. Baruch Hashem, you already chavim get there. So when we think Ate Shittim, we know there was a makom called Shittim. If you look in the end of Parshas Balak, what do you find? What happened in Shittim? Shittim where we sinned by Baal Par, that despicable, disgusting Avodah Zarah, mamish, the lowest of low, Baal Par. But what was the prerequisite? What brought us to Baal Par? Open up the Chumash and read. What brought us to be Oyver and Avera of Avodah Zarah Baal Par? Znos. The Moabite women throwing themselves at us. Znos. It was a riot of Shittim that brought us to Baal Par. So we need the Ate Shittim is mechaper on that shtus. Shittim, by the way, is Gematria 359, exactly Gematria Satan. So this is what our kapara needs to be. So comes along the Pritzad, it comes along with Sadek, and he says, just like the Ate Shittim is the kapara on the shtus, what's the ultimate kapar in our lives? What's the ultimate tikkun to this shtus? Barasi yitzar, barasi torah tavlin. The only answer to having proper chachma, proper wisdom, of thinking straight with clarity, not falling to shtus, is living a life, and not just living, but learning Torah. What represents of all the kalim the Torah is the Aron. The Aron housed the luchos, housed the Torah. So it was clear, therefore, we understand that within the gold of the Aron, it was necessary to have Ate Shittim. It was necessary to have the Ate Shittim because this also needs to be kapara for shtus. That each and every one of us has to understand we're not going to defeat Arayas Beli Sirius Limud HaTorah. Ate Shittim, the Eitzah is this Shittim, the Shittim within the Aron, which is what? Torah. Which is the Torah. And that's why it is. We know, meaning you could take the shittim. It could be shtus, it could be ate shittim. It depends how what you do with it. It could be the eitz chayim here, it could be shtus. That's why it is, right? We know mayim, the Reb Chaim Vital teaches us from the Rizal that mayim represents tanug shel taiva, pleasure of taiva. But a mayim el Torah as well. Because it's one and the same. There's that the excitement that we have, that passion that we have, that we run after Erva, we have to take that same passion and run after Torah with that. Then we're going to be fine. That's going to be the tavlin, and that's going to be okay. But if we're not running after Torah, Vada, we're going to run after Erva. We all have that heated passion within ourselves. So it has to be with Torah. And that's why it is. You know, you think about it. Mamish, there's no question. I see it all the time, and whoever in this room could understand and think back that for the most part, obviously, there are those who grapple with these areas our whole lives, but ultimately, you know, the hardest, I'm stereotyping right now, but the hardest time in one's life in these areas are the teenage years, or the years specifically, high school, 10th, 11th, 12th grade. And you have individuals that have dealt with, Talmidim who've mamish were so drawn and so hard, mamish, you could call them addicted to areas of taiva and erva. And then the same guy goes to Eretz Yisrael and starts falling in love with Torah and learning Torah, mamish bislavus, and suddenly I get there January, Rebbe, I haven't looked at anything, I haven't done anything in 3-4 months. And no longer, it's not even a fight anymore, because I'm filling myself with Torah, the Ate Shittim of the Aron, and it all just falls by the side. It all but falls by the side. Now we can understand as well, Chevra, now we can understand as well, who's the symbol, who's the person that's symbolic, or the Keli is the Aron, but Moshe Rabbeinu v'ad Moshe Emes v'tzoraso Emes. So what do we see in V'zois HaBaracha? What do we see in V'zois HaBaracha? Because we're coming upon today's, as we mentioned, today is Hey Adar. We're coming in Khan. It's only 2 days away from Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar, Lula de Moshe Rabbeinu. And what's the Pasuk say? Listen, unbelievable. I don't know how many of you saw this. Pasuk says, "What's the pasuk above?" V'zois habracha lamed dalad vav. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu buried? Okay, we don't know exactly, but what does the Torah tell us? Va'yikver aso begai be'eretz Moav. He's buried there in Eretz Moav. Where? Mul beis par. Specifically, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be buried opposite beis par. And why? The Gemara in Soita, Yudalit, tells us, and Tosfos explains it at length, and I believe it's top places of the page. Gemara says that they ma nikbar mul beis par kidei lechaper al maisa par. That Moshe Rabbeinu has to be mechaper maisa par because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah that has to be mechaper and snos. If I want to stay away from Erev and Arayas, which is the mamish quintessential of Erev, I have to be steeped in Torah. And there, Tosfos says the top Tosfos Yudal and Alf and Zaita. A medrash agad bechol shana v'shana be'eshachat Yisrael b'vnois Moav ba'osa perik beis par olu l'malakei l'katrig l'hasker avon. What happens every year at the time when we were over on averas of Baal Par, so comes and they rise up to try to go against us. Ukushuroa kibro shel Moshe chozer v'shakua, and they see the grave of Moshe. They go and they fall back in and they're swallowed up, back into the ground. That we shouldn't be, that we should feel. Because that's the kapara. The kapara, what's Moshe? It's Moshe. It's the Torah that Moshe represents. Moshe emes, v'sorosa emes. Let's start to develop. This is just hakdama. All this was hakdama to understand. That we have to understand that there's a world of shtus. There's a world of shtus when we're so foolish and we're not thinking and we fall into do things that mamish make no sense, absolutely no sense. And that's the world of beis par, the world of znus. So I was thinking about it. Shtus is beis par. When I saw beis par is mamish like poor. Par and poor are the same. Sounds exactly the same. Ayin, you don't really sound out too much. It really sounds one and the same. Really sounds one and the same. The only difference is in Par, you add the ayin. Because Lamaisa, when you're valid in Znus, as we know from the old Gemara by the Nazir and the Saita, so you need the ayin. The ayin adds to the Znus. It's not, you're not thinking, what causes you to really not think clearly when you have the ayin involved as well? Yayin, we know, is Gematria 70, is the ayin that's put into the Par of Pur. Pur is a lottery, it means it's all chance. It's all chance. What is chance? What is a lottery? All chance? It means when I'm thinking something's complete chance, there's no rhyme and reason. There's no thought process behind it. There's no cheshbin. It's just chance. Which is so interconnected with what znus is, whatever it is. I'm not thinking, it's just chance. Enjoy the moment, whatever it might be, which is what... I was thinking about it. It's no coincidence. Then when you go, hopefully nobody in this room ever was and ever will be, but there are makoymos in the world that are big places where there's a lot of lottery that goes on. I don't mean just mamish lottery, but all different types of poor, right? You have Atlantic City, you have Las Vegas, and these are makoymos that are rooted in this shtus shel poor. And in those makomos that are rooted in this shtus shel poor, what is also an all, I've been told... Truth is, I've been in Atlantic City, but I've never been in Las Vegas. Hope, and don't plan to ever be, unless, I don't know, someone's going to bring me to get married there or something. I don't see any other reason why. I'm saying I don't know. I guess, you know, Talmidim joke with me sometimes because they're having issues planning the wedding with the parents. Let's just go and elope. So there, come, you'll be our Masada Kedushin in Las Vegas, and it'll be easier. I say, so forget, we don't got to go to Las Vegas. I have a ksuva, I have time, come any Thursday night, we have 10 guys here, we have chasana. It's not, I don't know why you need to do it in Las Vegas, you know? Yeah, okay, Elvis costume.
You made it in the house before.
But it's clear, we all know, not the cheshbon exactly, but in these makomos where there's full of what? The poor, full of the shtus of this, of the chance of the world when it comes to betting and it comes to casinos, is also steeped in taiva of znus and taiva. It's steeped in chvesnish, the most lowest of places and the lowest of people and the lowest of things going on when it comes to znus, when it comes to promiscuous, disgusting activities going on. Specifically, it's in those same places. You ever think about it? Same places where the casinos are, where the poor is going on, the poor is going on. It's mamish one and the same. Why? Because it's rooted in the same shtus. It's mamish rooted in the same shtus of a lack of deep cheshbon. Anyone is a thinking person. You got to be crazy to go throwing away your money like this. There's a reason why there's so many casinos. They're all making so much money off the people. But no. But I'm not thinking, and I'm hoping for that instantaneous, momentary high of win. That's why people, they're excited. Not even excited about winning the money. It's not about the money. They spend more money at Ichvesnish throwing out and buying people's drinks and whatever else. It's not about, it's about the winning, the excitement of the winning. It's excitement of that one moment that I won. Not about the money. They win and then they throw anything they win, they throw all away within the next few moments. But I won that moment. I won. I put down the chvesnish and I pulled the thing and it was 3 sevens and I won $100. Okay, within 2 minutes, $100 was back into the machine, but I won. I won. That's what it's all about. Which is the same taivas nashim and the same when it comes to znus. And that's why these makomos are moms reeling in both simultaneously. The poor and the poor. Which obviously was all Haman. Haman is who he feel poor who agorel. Haman was a world of just meaningless cheshbin. Amalek, Safik. It doesn't matter. I don't have any clarity anyway. It's just lived by the moment. Right? We all understand this. Good? Now listen to this. Listen to this. I don't even have it here. What are we doing over here? Okay, we'll tell it to you. We don't really need it. So I learned through this Torah for sure. It's mamish, and I'm thinking already there has to be this connection between Pa'or and Pur and Purim. But what's going to bring it together? You ready for this? Debbie, you ready? I pull out just a Chumash. I say I'm going to learn some Chumash. Sometimes you just have to learn Chumash. And I pull out Parshas Balak. And I'm looking into the Psukim of Baal Pa'or, the Psukim of this Nus that we fell into by the Moavite women. And then going into the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, as we know, which it continues. And then there's this big Magefa, right? As we all know. And Klal Yisrael goes through a big Magefa. And then what's right away afterwards? After the Magefa, and after this whole episode of Baal Pa'or is finished, what's right away? There's accounting, right? What do you say? No, that's already. I'm saying after that. Right after that, Pinchas, and then what? So there's a count after that's over, and there's a Magefa, and then what? So there's a counting of Klal Yisrael. In order for what? Lachlok es Aretz. To divide Eretz Yisrael. And how is Eretz Yisrael divided? How do we divide the most Kaddish place in the world? Kedushas Aretz? Al Pi HaGoral. According to a lottery. So now I'm sitting mamish in the Beis Medrash over there on the other end. And I'm cheshbening, what's going on here? Wait a minute. I was just learning, I'm trying to understand, and we're seeing Hipil Pur Hu Agorel, and the Pur of Haman, and the Pur of Znus is all one of Shtus and is meaningless, and it's all those who don't understand cheshben and Chachman, the way to think with the proper head. And then comes along right after Baal Pa'or, what's going to be seemingly some level when you see such a progression, this should be already the tikkun and something that's teaching us how to fix, and we go right back. So we're going to have a lottery? That's how we divide Kodesh Kodesh and Eretz Yisrael? Lach lo kazart on Goyrol? What are we pulling out of Haman's book? Oh. Before we go on, it's a little bit strange. Before I should talk about this, but it's on the pasht, it's a little bit strange. That pasuk in the Megillah, hipil pur hu hagoral. It's like a redundant language. What's pshat over there? Hipil pur, we understood as a lottery. Goral is a lottery. Hipil pur hu hagoral. He made this lottery, which was a lottery. Like as if to say the pur is the Persian word and goral is the Hebrew word. And it's like in the Megillah telling us, it was a pur, which we know is actually a goral. What is that, an interpretation? What's going on? Completely superfluous, right? What's pshat? Are we're living a Haman Dika life? We're saying, no, also, we should live like Chas V'Shalom. We have to have Chochma. We have to be thinking. So then I saw the Gemara Babasra and the Kuf Yud Beis. And the Gemara Babasra says that what does it mean that the land was divided al Pi HaGoyrel? It doesn't mean Stam, they just pulled out of a hat. The Goyrel was al Pi the Urim V'Tumim. The Goyrel was al Pi the Var Hashem. Minei Chanami. We didn't try to calculate in Cheshbon, Misvara, and figure out which land is best for each tribe. But we Chas V'Shalom, we don't do a Goyrel like the Umos Olam and like a Haman and like the casinos. We say this Dvar Hashem about everything. So our Goyrel is Lefi Durim V'Tumim. Our Goyrel is Wasiyata D'Shmaya. Our Goyrel is Lefi Dvar Hashem. And that's the difference. Haman's Goyrel is a poor, a Pa'or. Haman's girls, that's maybe why the Pasuk said, al pi a poor. It doesn't just say girl, because to us a girl is not chas v'shalom a poor. To a haman it's a poor, it's a pa'ar. To haman it's all znus, it's one and the same. It's the casinos and the strip clubs all together in one, because it's all shtutz. That's what a haman dicker lottery is, a yiddish dicker lottery, a lottery to klal yisrael of chalukas ha'aretz. To us, we understand that every girl, there's no such thing as just shtos, there's no such thing as chance, there's no such thing as just leaving it up to whatever will be. Everything's Dvar Hashem. Everything's Dvar Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a very big matana. Mamish, a very big matana. Girl, because to us it's a girl, to Haman it's poor. Girl is Gematria 239. Girl's Gematria 239. Exactly Gematria. Dvar Havaya, Dvar Hashem Havaya, Dvar Yudke Vavke, Dvar Hashem Ba is in it. The word of Hashem is in it. Dvar Yudke Vavke Ba is Girl. Meaning to us there's no Girl, it's Dvar Hashem. It's all Siyata Dishmaya. To Haman, that's why it's not a Girl, the poor. And we call it Purim, it's his. It's his world of chance. To us, we live our life as a girl. Our answer to pa'ar, to the poor, is a girl. It's all Dvar Hashem. I'm not going to think, Chas v'shalom lo aleinu. Chas v'shalom lo aleinu b'derech shtos. And that's the holiest of kelim, is the Aron. And right there in the middle is the Atei Shittim, to be mechaper for this shtos. And it's specifically in the Torah, because the Torah is what gives us the guidance to live life b'derech chachma in the proper way. You know, Mamish, there's something called Geirul Hagra. Whoever has heard of the Geirul Hagra? Geirul Hagra is a girl that we use. And Geirul Hagra is not Chas V'Shalom, just chance. The Geirul Hagra is Dvar Hashem. You know, there's a famous Geirul Hagra. Rav Aaron Kotler. So it was 1941 and he was escaping the Nazis. And he didn't know where to go. He was able to get out of Europe. Should he go to Eretz Yisrael, like some Jews were going to Eretz Yisrael and starting to settle Eretz Yisrael more? Or should he come to America? See, but America was a midbar at the time. It was known as the midbar. It was known as a desert. It was desolate of Yiddishkeit in those years. Very little. Maybe that's better. So what did Rav Aaron Kotler do? He did a Geirul Hagra. And it's a Geirul Hagra. It's not Chas V'Shalom, a poor Hagra. A Geirul Hagra is Al Pi Dvar Hashem. And where did it end up? In Perek Dalet of Parashat Shmos, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayoyimer Hashem El Aaron. Hashem said to Aaron, Leich Likras Moshe HaMidbara. Go to Moshe by the Midbar. Moshe is Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was already here from 1936, 5 years previous. This America was called the Midbar. This is the pasuk that Rav Aaron Kotler ended his Geirul Hagra. Vayoyimer Hashem al Aaron, Leich likras Moshe hamidbara. Go to Moshe in the midbar. And Rav Aaron Kotler came, and he built the largest yeshiva in the world in Lakewood. And mamish, the amount of Torah that has come out of Lakewood and what it built literally America into a makom of Torah. Because of this Dvar Hashem and this Geirul. There's another famous Geirul I want to tell you about. Some of the Chevra knows this, but it's good to do Chazara because we don't know the exact story. I'm going to read it to you. And I'm going to read it to you from an article that was in Haaretz. Now we all know Haaretz is of the most liberal, I don't know if you want to call it liberal, Chiloni, whatever you want to call it, papers. Yeah, exactly. Now listen to this. Listen to this. We all know, or maybe we don't know, maybe some of us have visited in Gush Etzion. There was a famous group of soldiers known as the members of the Lamed Hei. There was 35 soldiers, a convoy of 35 soldiers, members of the Haganah, who were killed in January of 1948 during the War of Independence. They were killed at the foot of the Arab village of Tzurif, during their attempt to reach that Tzion block of Jewish settlement south of Yerushalayim. The bodies of the fighters were mutilated by the Arab attackers who killed them. And only in 1951, 3 years later, were the corpses gathered. Imagine how sad. By that time, it was possible to identify only 23 of the bodies conclusively. So you have 35 soldiers, Kedoshim, who were killed fighting for Yisrael. 35 soldiers, and 23 of them we were to figure out who they were to give mamish proper kvura in Eretz Yisrael. We're left with 12 bodies, whatever they looked like. The chief rabbi of Shalayim at the time, Tzvi Pesach Frank, ruled that the identification of the remaining bodies would be determined by the Goral Agra. And the task was assigned to the revered Yerushalayim sage of Arya Levin. The identification took place in Rav Levine's Beis Medrash in the presence of representatives of the bereaved parents. 12 candles were lit. The Bible was opened at random 7 times. And Rav Levine ruled that as they stood in front of the remains of each of the fallen fighters, the last verse on the page had to include the name or an allusion to the name of each of those whom they were trying to identify. How amazed everyone was when one of the verses that first appeared was, The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. A verse that in Hebrew begins the word to the Lord, Lehashem, which is abbreviated in Hebrew with the initials Lamed He. 35. Moreover, to everyone's amazement, every page spoke unequivocally. In the first verse they reached, there was a specific name that clearly identified one of the fallen. One after the other, the identity of the fallen was determined. This is taken, actually, quoted as well. Some of you have read in the book about Rav Arya Levine, it's Tzaddik in Our Time. You can read it there as well. Very famous story. That's a Goyrel of a Yidden. The Goyrel Hagra is a Goyrel Mamish of Gematria Dvar Hashem Ba. The poor of Purim, the poor of Haman, is a poor that tells us we're living a life of shtus. We're living a life with no calculation, no chachma. And that, unfortunately, is the shtus of Arias and the shtus of all Averis. So, Be'ezer HaMizbarach, each and every one of us should be zoicha. Nachas v'sholom, to have any element of our life in the world of shtus. To be someone who's steeped in Limud HaTorah, Barasi Yitzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. If we're steeped in Limud HaTorah, we'll be steeped in the proper Chachma HaTorah. If we're steeped in the Chachma HaTorah, there's no question we won't fall prey to the poor of Haman. But we'll live a life B'derech HaTorah. And at the times when we don't see clearly, we might have a Goyrel. A Goyrel, because that's going to be the Goyrel of Dvar Hashem Ba. A Goyrel where we look for Siyata Deshmaya, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lead us. And may Hashem and that's Chus, we'll be Zoicha, that Hashem will lead us. Lach Lokas HaOret, again Al Pi HaGoyrel. With the beast Mashiach, the hair of your name. Amen.